Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Food banks across the country are facing mounting challenges, and the Food Bank of Delaware is no exception. The USDA's Emergency Food Assistance Program, a critical source of food assistance, has halted its scheduled shipments. That means fewer staples like fresh produce, dairy, protein, and shelf-stable items are making it to families in need. The president and CEO of the Food Bank of Delaware, Kathy Konevsky, recently wrote an op-ed about the urgency of this issue, warning that without action, food banks will struggle to keep up with demand. This week, Delaware Public Media's Kyle McKinnon sat down with Konevsky to examine the implications of the USDA canceling food aid shipments and how it affects food insecurity here in the first state.
I understand that the Emergency Food Assistance Program made up more than a quarter of the food that the Food Bank of Delaware expected to receive for the rest of the year, and nearly 1 million meals that were expected to be delivered here are now canceled. What was your initial reaction to learning all of this? And I know this is affecting other food banks across the country, but as far as Delaware is concerned, can you give us a better sense of just how significant this move by the federal government is?
So we learned about the possibility of this halted delivery last week. And basically at that point, we were really hopeful still that the trucks were going to basically be turned around and released. And we're using the word halted on purpose because at that point they were not canceled. And so we were, as I said, we were hoping that that was going to change in a couple of days. And again, we've mentioned that this is not just the Food Bank of Delaware, it's all of our food bank colleagues across the country. And then sadly, at the beginning of the week, we did realize and heard the confirmation that it wasn't just halted. They were indeed canceled, and not just the 14 trucks that we originally thought, but 19. So that now 19 trucks that we were expecting to, have deliveries on that were coming to Delaware from the over the course of April through July, the beginning of July, end of June, we're not getting.
Well, looking at the response here, response might not be the apt word, but the Food Bank of Delaware is set to receive a little more than $27,000 in a donation from the restaurant slash company formerly known as Dunkin' Donuts, that now being just Dunkin', and specifically Dunkin' of Greater Philadelphia. And this week, Newark area members of the Delaware House Democrats teamed up with the Food Bank of Delaware to host a food and donation drive. Milford area state senators held a similar drive, but regardless of, if it's local or corporate help, and I know all help in this case, no matter what it looks like, is needed. But regardless, if it's local or if it's corporate, how many drives, would the food bank need to fill the gap? Like, how sustainable is, going back to all of these sources, considering the overwhelming need right now?
I will say that the bright spot, the glimmer, has been exactly what you just said. Dunkin' is one of four or five corporations that have stepped up. We've heard from, local municipalities, different counties. I mean, every entity that has the ability to say we want to help have been helping in the way that they can, whether that be doing food drives or providing cash sponsorship. And so on Tuesday, as you mentioned, we enjoyed a really great turnout from our Newark area legislators. They promoted a food drive, a food and fun drive, starting at 6 o'clock. A little before 5:30, cars started to line up, and it was a steady stream of cars coming and bringing food and bringing cash donations. And all of our legislators standing there with us, thanking everyone, and they were truly, part of the outreach and getting people there. Same thing in Milford. So Milford, we have a facility in Milford. Senator Wilson has been a longtime supporter of the food bank, and we're in his district. So he kind of spearheaded along with a couple of other legislators in Milford. And we're expecting, to have the same kind of groundswell in other areas. As people are seeing other groups do something, we're getting 5 and 6 calls. Can we do something similar? So we've got on our website, go easily go to our fbd.org. The first thing you'll see is that we're really, rallying the community to help us fill this gap as much as we can. And we're seeing people that we've never had, as we've got 50 new donors within the last couple of days. We've got lots of folks signing up to be recurring donors, meaning that they're in for the long haul with us, which is it's been very heartwarming. But to answer your question about filling that gap, that's a big gap to fill. It's a big fat gap to fill. And not that we're not up for the challenge, but we didn't know that we had that challenge until 2 weeks ago. So on top of everything else that we're already doing, because a nonprofit like ours relies on a lot of donated energy, whatever that looks like, donated food, donated product, donated cash, and volunteers. And we really truly max that out already. So this was just kind of, okay, here's where we are. And we've been seeing numbers that are not anything lower than what we were seeing during COVID. The number of people coming to us now has not dropped. So our distribution hasn't kind of started to scale down like we thought it would. It's actually stayed steady because of the fact that food is more expensive for everybody right now. So it's really adding insult to injury for us.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that, what food insecurity, what that picture looks like in Delaware right now. But as far as future food drives or events go, are there, I'm sure there aren't maybe set plans right now to hold more of those, whether it's food drives, donation drives, other events, whatever. But is that something I'm guessing the Food Bank of Delaware would like to do or hold or just to further.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we just today we heard from a school that has not ever participated before, and they want to do a food drive. If anyone is interested in doing that kind of thing with us, the answer is yes, first of all. And the way to get in touch with us is really truly through our website. And we've got a team of folks that are ready and waiting to just team up and make it happen.
And how does, as far as the Food Bank of Delaware's like operations go, how does having to deal with this issue, how does that affect like other areas of the food bank's like entire operation?
That's a great question. So we I've worked for, I'm not young. I've worked a lot of places. I've been around the block a few times, as they say. I don't know that I've ever worked with a team of people that are just so nimble and flexible and willing to roll up their sleeves and do whatever needs to be done. I shared a story, somewhere along the line a couple of weeks ago, and someone picked up on it. So I keep sharing the same story. I was in a at a conference, and the president and CEO of Feeding America said, "I get to do this work." It was her whole story, but her point was, I get to do this work, not I have to. I don't have to go to work. I get to go to work. And it has flipped at least my perspective to say, boy, in this, especially right now when people need us so drastically and so desperately, it's an honor, quite honestly, to actually have the opportunity to serve. So when we figure out, that there are 10 more drives that we need to staff, we just do it. We do it because that's what's needed.
And I did say I was going to ask about this and that you answered the question, but just as far as maybe the data or maybe just giving us more insight into what food insecurity looks like in Delaware, what that need looks like.
Yeah, sure. So 1 in 8 Delawareans is hungry, is food insecure, and food insecurity is defined as not having enough food to thrive and survive. So it doesn't mean you're cutting back and maybe you're not going to order pizza on a Friday night, but you still have your 3 meals a day and you're not really, and with not having the proper food to nourish your body and going to bed hungry and waking up hungry, 1 in 8 in Delaware and 1 in 5 children. And I think that's the one that, for most people, I can't imagine somebody that doesn't touch to think about a child.
In terms of the ripple effect here, and you touched on this in your first answer, but as far as the ripple effect here goes of what the federal government has decided to do, what does that, how does this affect like schools, like maybe partnerships you have with schools, things like that, other entities? What does that ripple effect, I guess, kind of look like?
So what we're doing right now, and we spend, so you asked how it's impacting other things that we're serving. I don't, since my time here, and I've been here almost 4 years, we've never spent so much time looking at our budget and reassessing our budget and creating pivots in case we don't get this funding. How are we going to do this? And prioritizing which programs we are able to do. If status quo, this is what we do, but if we have to really drastically cut, what programs are we going to have to cut? We do home delivery right now for people that can't get to a pantry, and that's one of our more expensive, ways to get food to somebody. So we're constantly reassessing how we're going to be able to get food out, but at the same time, to whom? Right. So everybody, like I said, children, 1 in 5 children. One of the ways that we serve children throughout the state is through our backpack program. So we partner with schools, and the schools identify the children, and we get backpack kits. They're not backpacks. They're not going home with a backpack that says, "Hey, I got my food from the food bank." Food bank food is going very discreetly into their own backpack. So they're going home with food for the weekend, because some kids don't eat unless they're in school. So that's one program that we're, truly prioritizing, and that one is by far the one that we get the most private funding for. So we're talking to our funders, we're talking to our donors, and we're making sure that we continue. But that said, that means the other programs come, funding comes from a variety of sources, whether or not it's, our local corporate community who already sponsors us, but our federal government and our state government. So if those programs continue to go away and that food continues to dwindle, it's going to affect all of our programs and all of our ability to get food to people.
Thanks to Food Bank of Delaware President and CEO Kathy Kineski and our Kyle McKinnon for joining us on The Green this week. Up next, we head to the City Theater Company in Wilmington to preview their production of the ensemble comedy Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.